You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and today is September the 30th, and so pucker up and kiss September goodbye after today. I mean, it's hard to believe that we are three-quarters of the way through 2025. Some of the months this year have seemed like, you know, they were just a sprint, right, all the way through. Some of the months seemed like they went on and on and on, but here we are 75% of the way through. And I hope that your desire is to finish 2025 strong. There's been a lot of things that happened this year, and I pray that you are not discouraged in your faith, but instead that you are more motivated than ever to not just start well, but to finish well to the glory of God. So I want to say thank you today to some great friends of the Refresh radio program, the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team, are licensed and an insured family business. They've been in the landscaping business for over 20 years. They have a full array of products. They love Jesus. They love what they do. And they provide artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens. They work on drains and downspouts and paver installation and irrigation pumps. I've had that happen. They've worked on my sprinkler systems. They provide landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They have a full array of products. And so whatever it is that you are considering doing, Treasure Your Landscape may be a great resource for you to call. Their desire is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. If you want them to provide the manpower and the expertise, you can reach them at 321-749-1432. But if you like to get your hands dirty, get down on your knees, sweat, and dig holes, and they have a nursery up on North Courtney Parkway, 3880 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. And they have really, really done a great job up there with that nursery. You can see what one of their putting greens looks like, a small-scale version. Plus, they have a lot of different plants, and they know what works well in full exposed sunlight, lots of water, not a lot of water, partial sunlight, little sunlight. Treasure is the one who oversees that to a great extent, and she really is a wonderful young lady. I would encourage you to stop in, just check out everything that they have to offer if you are looking for something to enhance your outdoor space. The folks at Treasure Your Landscape and Space Coast Nursery, like I said, they love Jesus, and they love the Refresh Radio program, and we thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. This morning, I want to take you to Psalm 65. Psalm 65, and I'm going to read four verses for you today. And my hope for this program is that when I share these passages with you, that it will create a different mindset in us in our relation to praising God. It's hinted at a little bit here in the New King James Version, and I went looking, you know, into the lexicon to see what I could understand from that, and I didn't, you know, get a whole lot of information, but there was something in there that intrigued me enough. I went to the Amplified Version, and it was like, wow, what a thought. I don't know, you know, I've got over five decades worth of experience in my Christian walk. I'm in my 60s, and I don't know if I have ever heard a sermon out of Psalm 65. I know that when I look at my Bible, which I make notes in all the time, there are no markings in my Bible saying that I've really done a dive into this passage. So this is a Psalm of David. So I'm going to read the first four verses, then we're going to dive into it and see if we can't take our praise of God to a greater dimension. Verse number one, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. I just love that passage of scripture. And so when I originally got here, it was because of this statement. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. Zion was where the people of God gathered. It was where they gathered to worship God. Worshiping God was the focal point. And, you know, much like we would go to church or go to the house of God, we would go to praise God. We would, you know, have this mindset, okay, I'm going to meet with God at God's house, and when I get there, when I encounter him, I'm going to praise him. Now, praise is actually not just an activity as much as it is a lifestyle. But this passage doesn't talk about how when we get to God's house, we are going to praise him. Instead, this passage shifts the lens to where it is focused on what God can expect when he comes to his house. And he's omnipresent. He's there before we are. But it talks about what God can expect. And the expectation that God can have and should have of the people of God is that when he shows up in the house, the people that he has redeemed by his blood and called by his name are going to be waiting to throw a celebration in his honor. You know, I get this imagery of a surprise party, that praise is going to be awaiting God when he shows up in his house. So let me just do a brief, it's not going to be a word-for-word quote from the Amplified Bible, but instead it is just some things that I jotted down out of that to give you an idea of what it says. It says something like this: submissive wonder of reverence, which burst forth into praise, which is due and fitting to you, it shall be performed. And I was like, wow, praise is birthed not out of our circumstances, but out of our realization of how much God deserves to be revered, how much he deserves honor. And so we set the stage and say, God, we're here. We're already gathered. When you show up, when your presence is known, when your word goes forth, it is not going to be irreverent. It's going to be reverent. It's birthed out of our submission to you, and we are going to burst forth in to praise. Okay? And so I've been in Pentecostal circles for, you know, ever since I was, I think, about 6 years old. And I've seen a lot of, been in a lot of praise and worship services. And sometimes there's a couple of different mindsets that people bring into worship. And one says, I'm gonna restrain myself until I just can't keep it in any longer. And then they praise God. Then there are others that says, I'm gonna praise God until he says, okay, that's enough. And so there's two different mindsets. There are also people that come in and expect that, if the worship leader, chooses the right songs. If, you know, like I was on my way into the studio this morning and the traffic on the way to the studio was just, I don't know that I have seen as much of a backlog as I saw this morning, at least not for a while. You know, if there was an accident or things like this, there was no accident or anything this morning. So, but it was a more I took a different route here. I took a little more adventure to get to the radio studio. When I get here, I'm really excited to share this with you, so that when you get to church, you know, you're like, man, I just can't wait. I don't want to just get to church and say, you know, if everything is right, if I don't have any traffic flow or anything like that, I'm just gonna praise God for all I've got inside of me. And I want to try and elevate that mindset today to where we say, you know what, I'm not going to wait until I feel moved. I'm going to praise God for who he is. I want to create the sense of expectation. So my wife had a birthday. This goes back quite a few years. And the kids came over and we went to dinner. And her birthday falls very near Mother's Day, and she was going to be putting on a Mother's Day banquet, a tea of some sort, if I remember right, a brunch. She was going to be putting that on the next morning. So we were celebrating her birthday on a Friday. She was going to have the Mother's Day tea, and I said, And she was like, no, I don't want to go out. I don't want to celebrate. I just want to make sure that the ladies' event is set up. And I told her, I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we have the kids meet us at a local restaurant? It wasn't a chain restaurant or anything. After we get done, then we'll all go to the fellowship hall. And if you're not content with the way that everything is set up, then we'll help you. We'll get it all set up and we'll celebrate you. And then we'll set you up for your brunch the next day. She said, okay, fine. And what she didn't know is that we had a lot of people that were inside the fellowship hall, and they'd all parked in different parts of the neighborhood, so that when we pulled up, she didn't know that the fellowship hall was filled with people ready to celebrate her. And my wife's helped other people celebrate for years and years and years, and to get to celebrate her was a real joy. And we pulled it off. it was great. I wonder what church would look like on Sunday if, when the service, the opening prayer was prayed, everybody in the house was ready to worship God with the same sort of expectation and celebration that is going to be displayed at football stadiums around the country. When the team enters, they're going to start cheering and they're going to start celebrating. God is due the praise that we offer him, and he should have an expectation that when he comes, that he's going to find praise in the house of God. So that changes the approach that we have, to where we are creating a suitable and holy environment that God is, when the people of God and the God of his people show up, that he is going to be exalted, he is going to be praised. And it is not something we're just going to talk about. We're actually going to do. It says, and to you this, the vow shall be performed. So as I was finishing out this chapter, I just took note of a few things. We're not going to go through all the chapter. I'm just going to touch on a few things of why David writes that God has every expectation that his people are going to praise him. The first one is in verse number 2, O you who hear prayer. We should praise God because he does listen to our prayers. I've been teaching in the book of Revelation, and over again, it talks about that God has the prayers of the saints, that they're stored up in golden vials, and those prayers are powerful. And they are the reason for, or one of the reasons for, the actions that God takes during the time of revelation. You pray a prayer, it is not ignored, it is not misdirected. It is a prayer that God hears, God stores up, and God will answer. So we can praise God because he hears prayer. Why do you think that the devil tries to get the people of God unmotivated to pray? It's because God pays attention to the cries of his people. You and I, when we pray, God listens, God acts, God brings glory to his name. And so he says, praise is awaiting you because you hear prayer. I don't know if you have ever been in a situation where you didn't feel like you were being heard. But I assure you, God is not only a God who speaks, God is a God who listens. So praise God that he hears our prayers. The second thing you'll find at the end of verse number 3, and it describes that God will provide atonement for all flesh. God will provide atonement for, O you who hear prayers, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressors, you our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. There is no perfect person that is alive on planet Earth right now. There was only one perfect person who ever lived. His name was Jesus, and they crucified him. You've missed the mark. I've missed the mark. We've ended up in places we had no intention of being. We didn't belong there, and our rebellion has caused us pain and suffering. And God says, as for your transgressions, I will provide atonement for them. And again, that's addressed to you, all flesh will come. Thank God for his atonement. I know atonement is an English language. When you hear the word atonement, you may not fully understand that the atonement seat or the mercy seat was where sin was dealt with, and it was covered. It was covered by the blood. And so one person described atonement as at-one-ment. Same letters, same spelling, but breaking it up into a couple of different words there, to where the atonement that God provides restores us to a healthy relationship with God. That's something he provides. We should praise God. It should be expected every week that people of God are going to be praising God because he has made reconciliation with him possible for all of us. It goes on. There's a few things I want to mention here. It says, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you. You can praise God because he chose you. The Bible clearly says that God chose us before we chose him. It is a mutual choosing relationship. But it was God who made the first choice. And because he made that choice, and there's a messianic aspect of this, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you. Because God has chose us and we chose him, we can praise him because he has made it possible. He gives us the motivation to approach him. Draw near to God, and I will draw near unto you. God is not far away. You take the first step, and God takes a much bigger step. But you have to seek him if you're going to find him, and you have to seek him with all your heart. So he causes us to approach him, and that, listen, a holy God who is absolute holiness and absolute perfection, and here a contaminated, sinful people is enabled to come before God because of the atonement we just talked about, because of the blood of Jesus. We have been given access to the throne because of the work of Jesus Christ, so we should be able to praise God. He causes us to approach him not for an encounter, but that we may dwell in his courts. God wants us to dwell with him, to live with him, for him to be the very central part of our life. I've been talking about this for next month. We'll conclude 12 years of the Refresh Radio program, and that is that we need Jesus to go deeper and deeper into our life, to where our life revolves around him. There were people who used to think that the universe was geocentric, in that it was earth-centered. And then they realized that it was heliocentric. That means it's centered around the S-U-N. Life does not revolve around you. It does not revolve around me. It revolves around God. And the more that we realize that God has become the given us the ability to dwell with Him, and He is the very core of our existence, the focal point of our life, we can praise Him because He's made that possible. And the last thing I will tell you here is it says that we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. That is in verse number 4. We live in a world that much of business, much of the products that are made available are designed and marketed to try and create an attitude of discontentment. Your life is not complete if you do not drink this soda. If your life is not complete if you do not drive this car. You are going to be depriving yourself of the greatest joy of your life if you do not have this house, this mower, belong to this club or that club. It's all designed to create a discontent. But here, David writes that in the house of God, people are going to be satisfied with the goodness of God's house. Going to church is not a punishment. It's a privilege. It's a reward. It's a blessing. And I want to take it back there to where you and I will be satisfied there. That means we're going to find this is the greatest place to be. And the way that we conduct ourselves when we begin to experience that is I'm going to praise His name. I'm going to praise Him. Every time He comes in the door, I'm going to praise Him because He listens to my prayer. He provides atonement. He made it possible for me to approach Him and to dwell in His courts, and He satisfies me with goodness in His house. I was telling a story. My wife used to work the graveyard shift, and one of our kids stayed up till midnight. The other one was up at like 6 o'clock, and they wanted to be looking out the window whenever my wife pulled up after her shift of work. It was the greatest joy. Every morning that child was awake, filled with expectation, wanting to greet the mom who was making clothing and food and all that possible, wanted to greet her with a smile. How much more should we offer reverential praise to God? Let's make sure that when we meet together this Sunday, we praise God and that He can expect it to take place. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.